Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, where I'm Sochim Dav Memtes. The Gemara throughout in Amud Aleph speaks about the idea that the Mechachim cannot enjoy Seudah, which is not a Seudah's mitzvah. As the Gemara says in the beginning, the Gata called Seudah Sheina Shal Mitzvah, ain't the Mechachim Rashi Lehenis Vimena. The Mechachim cannot go to Seudah, which is not Seudah's mitzvah. And the Gemara concludes that piece by saying that Kol Anenu Mesudah Sereshus Lesov Goyle, anybody who enjoys a Seudah, which is not a mitzvah, he goes to Golos. The idea behind this, as the Maharsha says over here, very similarly, the Maharal says in the Siva Soilu, the Siva Torah, and the Vilna Goyen says in Mishlei, that the Pshat is that Torah and indulgement and just enjoying the world for no real purpose, they're exact opposites to each other. As the Maharsha explains, the Pasuk that the Gemara brings is the Raya, the one who enjoys too much goes to Galus, is the Pasuk speaking about Aseres HaShvatim. And as the Gemara tells us somewhere else, that Aseres HaShvatim, they went to Golos because they had too much joy, too much pleasure in this world. So the idea is that in order to really connect to our Avodah, the Avodah of the Torah, one is not allowed to have too much pleasure for no reason. The Maharal adds that Seudas Mitzvah is not a pleasure for no reason. Seudas Mitzvah is when a person enjoys for a mitzvah. So the enjoyment becomes part of his Avodah, part of his spirituality. But once the Seudah is Rishus for no reason at all and it happens too much, that's a contradiction to Torah. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, Perek Beis, Pasuk Ketes, has a very strong Lashon. He says, Ki ataiva hu hipuch ha-toyra. The opposite of Torah is taiva, is indulgement, is enjoying for no purpose at all. That's the exact opposite of Torah. The whole meaning of Torah is spirituality. And the Maharal in the Siva Soilam goes on to explain, that's the pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara towards the end of the page. Because the Gemara says, if the Mechachim enjoys the Seudah too much, meaning enjoying the world for no reason, so then his machiv is based, so he destroys his home, and his ishtoi makes his wife become a widow, umiyasim is gezolov, and makes the children become orphans. So the Maharal says, it doesn't mean literally talking about his house, his wife, and his children. It's talking about his body. Because when a person is connected to Torah, that means his seichel is controlling his body. His seichel is connected to spirituality. So then he is in his right place. At the Mechachim, his location, his bayis, is up there in Shemayim. That's where he really belongs. He doesn't belong here to the materialistic world. He belongs to a spiritual high-level world. So if at the Mechachim is connected to Taivis, to enjoying for no reason, so then he destroys his home. Which home? His spiritual home. The place where he really belongs to. And his wife becomes a widow, says the Maharal, when a person has the Koyach HaTorah, then he controls his body, and the body follows the spiritual center that is his main part of his life. But if he loses that, so then the body doesn't have any more the real manik that it had. It doesn't really have its real husband, so to speak. So the neshama, the ruchnias, and the guf are compared to a husband and wife. The wife becomes an almana, a widow, with no neshama leading it. And that's what he means also, that his children become orphans. Because the children of a tzaddik, as Rashi tells the beginning of Pashas Noyach, is told the same shel tzaddikim and maisim toivim. His attributes, what he accomplishes in the world, that's his children. So when a person has Torah as the center of his life, so then his children, meaning his maisim, are toldus, are results of his Torah. But the minute the Torah gets away from his life because he's connected to taiva, to gashmis, so then his children, his maisim, have no connection. They're so to speak, children with no father like Yisroelim. The Maharal goes on to explain the rest of the parts of the Gemara, but the whole leads to the same concept that the Mechachim needs to have his spirituality and his Torah, the center of his life. And that's what the Gemara refers to. The one should not enjoy Seudas Rishus, meaning indulge in the world for no purpose, because that's the opposite of Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.